about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the fucking mold, guys. You get the fuck out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. Get up at 4 in the fucking morning one day. Just one day. And go for a fucking run. Commit to one day and see how you feel. Mentally, you'll feel like, wow, man, that was a fucking lie. You can't talk it all the time. You gotta walk it. Commit to one day. Try it. See how it feels. Getting up that fucking early when everyone else is asleep. Or in that cold. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable. We shouldn't do this. You say, yes, motherfucker, I'm gonna introduce myself to it.
There is no prize out there. The only prize is this one and what you feel and what you want to accomplish. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough. That's just desire. To know what you want, to understand why you're doing it, to dedicate every breath in your body to achieve. If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
That, like, you still have to do life regardless of how you come into life. And I think some people feel, well, if you come into life and everything is great, then that's the way you live life. But no, it doesn't matter. If you come in great, if you come in poorly, it does not matter. You have to do life.
Every problem that we have can be looked at two ways. We can look at it as a difficulty to get rid of, or we can look at it as a message from our true selves. We can look at it as something to overcome and get through, or we can see it as a possibility of learning. And he says that all the difficulties that we have are actually designed for us by a part of ourselves that loves us so much that it'll create extra difficulties for us if we don't get the message. What else can it do? Any problem comes along, not in order to make our life miserable, but actually in order to make our life less miserable. And the suffering that it imposes is an attempt to wake us up. And if we wake up, we'll have a reason to be grateful.
I need a mission. We all need a mission. That's what life should be, is a mission. That's what gives your life purpose and focus and drive and ultimately satisfaction.
You've got to get up, you've got to build that body, you've got to build the mind, you've got to build for something that will last. You are not meant to just live and then work and then die. 65 is not your retirement. It's not even the mindset of a winner. You have an entrepreneurial spirit. You are a gladiator. You are an athlete. And it cannot be just resting on your talent and your skills. You must build everything about you. You must have the mindset that I am not going to go to the grave wondering what could I have been. I will go to the grave standing there and saying, I have lived a life abundantly, and I'm happy that I've had it. There is no regret in me. I went as hard as I could. I burned the candle at both ends, and I found that it didn't go out because there were those who came and connected with that flame, and it carries on.
The point is that there's some games you don't get to play unless you're all in. And the other thing that's so interesting about being alive is that you're all in. No matter what you do, you're all in. This is going to kill you. So I think you might as well play the most magnificent game you can while you're waiting. Because do you have anything better to do? Really? Why not pick the best thing possible that you could do?
Perhaps you're not the best. Maybe you're not the best worker, you're not the best candidate, but you can become that because you refuse to quit. It's hard to beat you. Because if you have the mindset that if you don't quit, if you don't give up, you won't lose. No one wants to go to war with a person that won't stop fighting. Because the person who won't quit will eventually become a winner. Because of fatigue and everything else that comes about. There is something in you. I mean, there is something special with you. You carry potential to change everything. But you gotta put in the work. No more taking off. No more promising that you'll be more later. Do it now.